This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. authorities have arrested two Myanmar citizens residing in New York for an alleged plot to kill their country's ambassador to the United Nations. A statement from the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York said the suspects plan to, quote, hire attackers to hurt the ambassador in an attempt to force the ambassador to step down from his post. If the ambassador, Chamo Tun, did not step down, the statement said, the attackers were to kill him. Each suspect is charged with one count of conspiracy to assault and make a violent attack on a foreign official. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Myanmar's military, which overthrew the government of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, has been trying to remove the ambassador from his post at the UN and replace him with someone chosen by the military junta. The ambassador told the French news agency on Wednesday that his life had been threatened and that he was given additional security. Reuters is reporting on a confidential UN report saying North Korea continued developing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the first half of 2021 in violation of international sanctions and despite the country's worsening economic situation. The report by a panel of independent sanctions monitors to the UN Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee said Pyongyang continued to seek material and technology for these programs overseas. North Korea's mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.